SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
仲好记得我朋友收到通知，知道自己即将考澳洲入籍试嘅时候，同我分享咗一种好矛盾嘅心情。对于想长期居住在澳洲的他来说，这个会是很重要的一步。但是同时对英语能力没有信心的他，又担心对着试卷的脑一片空白。当时他只能靠自己埋头苦读，但今天开始 SBS 广东话的学英语系列，一路跟你学英语，一路跟你温习澳洲入籍试，希望陪伴你度过这关。在接下来的这四集里面，我们都会有邀请到 Derek 和 Hayley 来到跟我们一起考下试，温下书的。好了，学英语的澳洲入籍考试系列啦，亦都来到最后第四个部分。我们继续邀请 Derek 和 Hayley 一起分享的。这个部分可以说是全个考试最重要的啦。咁我哋記得第一個部分亦都講到，入籍考試係包含咗20道隨機抽出嘅試題，而當中嘅5題咧係會同澳洲嘅價值觀有關嘅，必須答啱曬澳洲嘅價值觀嗰5題先至可以通過考試。咁喺咩提示都冇嘅情況下咧，我就會講出一啲英文嘅關鍵詞，咁你哋聽下之後會對澳洲嘅觀感係點樣？包括有 commitment 啦、obey、mutual respect、tolerance、consent。我们现在听下英文怎么说。
Commitment means being dedicated and loyal to something or someone. Now, as an Australian citizen, you commit to Australian values, like the freedom of expression, the rule of law, or a fair go. Obey means that you must follow Australian law.
Can people protest against the government or religious organisations?
Yes, as long as they do it peacefully and obey the law.Mutual respect means listening to others and treating them with dignity, even if we don't necessarily agree with their opinions or choices.
Tolerance is similar to mutual respect. It means to accept, respect beliefs, opinions, and behaviours that are different from yours.
Consent means giving permission or agreeing to something. It is when someone says yes to doing something without being forced or pressured.
你哋知唔知呢啲字當中嘅一啲意思啊？
有
包容啊，
係啦，
尊重咯，
承諾
有呢、這個
commitment
係堅守承諾，即係呢個意思咯。有同埋 obey 就係遵守啦，然之後 consent 就係同意，係啦，其他你哋都啱咗啦。咁你哋同唔同意呢啲價值觀啊？即係對比其他國家地區咧，你哋覺得澳洲嘅民主自由度？是不是会包容，即是包含这些这样的意思？
都
是
的。那澳洲的社群里面呢，也都很重视一种叫做 mateship 的人际关系。你们有没有听过这个字？平时澳洲人呢会互相称大家做 mate， 嘿嘿，这样的嘛。那其实它背后是有一种，即是一套澳洲特殊的人际关系方式的。我们不如听下英文怎么
说。Is mateship a core value in our society?
Of course. It means a strong friendship and loyalty between people, especially during tough times.
你又知唔知佢係咩意思呢？
唔知啊，中文
試下少少。係啦係啦 ，exactly 就係伙伴關係。咁其實澳洲人重視嘅嗰種伙伴關係咧，就係即係需要嘅時候互相幫忙咯。有少少似香港嘅可能比較舊時代啲嘅鄰里關係咯，即係可能係為年長嘅鄰居送飯啊，或者即係尤其是 Covid 嘅時候啊，或者開車送朋友睇醫生啊，即係互相幫忙嘅呢啲少少嘅 moment。我哋而家聽下英文點講。
You could also be asked to choose an example of how people contribute to the Australian community.
Volunteering means giving your time and doing something without expecting to be paid for it.
That's a great example of how we can contribute to our community.
亦都可以 refer to 一啲即系喺澳洲做义工啊，去互相帮忙弱势社群嘅嗰种咁样嘅行动咯。咁其实喺入籍嘅誓词当中咧，澳洲嘅公民亦都要宣誓去忠于澳洲同埋佢嘅国民嘅。咁如果獲得相關外國法律容許咧，澳洲公民亦都可以同時兼具其他國嘅公民身份啦，成為雙重或者多重國籍嘅。咁 Derek， 你當時有冇出席你嘅澳洲入籍儀式啊？
有。
咁個情況係點樣啊？
我就去翻我哋個區個 council， 個攤開裏邊做做個 ceremony 啦。
嗯。
咁去到就有好多人嘅，嗰次就有我諗有成百幾人。
百幾人係個觀眾啊，定係一齊入席嘅人？
咁就咁有人喺度宣佈，咁就叫我哋做啲宣誓，主要就係都係做宣誓，跟住唱下國歌咁樣。
嗯。
跟住就派翻嗰張 certificate 俾我哋咁樣。佢做完之後會送咗棵樹嘅幼苗俾我哋嘅，每人一每一棵仔。
係咩樹啊？
好似紅色，我唔知個叫咩名啊棵樹。
佢係咪叫你翻屋企要種出嚟㗎？
佢送俾你自己種啊。
哦，咁而家點樣啊？
而家仲喺度種。
啊，咁都幾有意思喎！呢一個禮物都同聽眾解釋翻啦。咁澳洲入籍嘅儀式其實係可以係小型㗎啦，得幾個人參加啦，亦都可以好似 Derek 嘅嗰個入籍儀式咁樣，有幾百甚至幾千人參加嘅。咁開始嘅時候咧，就會由你所在土地嘅嗰啲傳統原住民同埋托勒斯島民代表。去致以歡迎啦，你都會聽到你當地嘅社區其他領袖啊，或者政府代表嘅支持嘅。你嗰時候有冇啲咁樣嘅即係講者啊？
有。
OK， 咁你都會同其他選擇成為澳洲公民嘅人士咧，一齊去宣讀或者複述澳洲嘅入籍誓詞嘅。咁就只有宣讀咗誓詞，作出咗呢個承諾之後咧，先至可以成為澳洲公民嘅喎。咁呢一集咧又去到呢個小測試部分。
Question number one: Which of these statements best demonstrates Australian values？About freedom of expression. Now, is it A, everyone can peacefully express their opinions within the law? B, people with different views from me need to keep quiet? Or C, only approved topics can be discussed?
A.
The correct answer is A. In Australia, everyone can peacefully express their opinions within the law.
In Australia,Women cannot work towards their goals and interests in industries that are traditionally dominated by men. A, true. B, false.
B.
The correct answer is B, because women are equal to men and can work towards their goals and interests in traditionally male-dominated industries.
They most certainly can. Now, the next question, which of the following is an example of contributing to the Australian community? A, volunteering or fundraising for a charity is a great opportunity to strengthen our community. Or B, I should not make any effort to get to know other people. Or is it C, people in Australia should not contribute to the community because Australia is a free country?
A.
The correct answer is A. Volunteering or fundraising for a charity is a great example of contributing to the Australian community.
What is Australia's system of government called? A. Constitutional democracy? B. Democracy? Or C. Parliamentary democracy?
C.
The correct answer is...C. Australia's system of government is a parliamentary democracy.
澳洲的價值觀是最重要，一定要啱曬個 part， 但係佢亦最簡單、最 common sense 嘅嘢咯，係咯。其實短短幾集的學英語啦，係冇辦法涵蓋所有的考試內容啦。入籍者都要參考翻官方的資料書，係 Australian Citizenship Our Common Bond。佢中文就係我們的共同紐帶咯。好啦，咁就希望各位入籍生都可以为考试做好准备啦。咁我哋呢一个系列嘅时间都差唔多，我哋多谢 Derek 同埋 Haley 同我哋分享啦。
多谢晒。